This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. When I have computer questions, I go to my computer expert, Lucas Hickson, who's with Compass North in Chicago. Good evening, Lucas. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How are you today?
I'm awfully well. A couple of stories some friends of mine told me about recently that prompted my call to you. One was with a personal email. Somebody got into his system somehow, hacked in, and sent 4 emails to everyone on his contact list on an AOL account. And that, of course, turned out to be hundreds of emails that went out. And he had to spend a lot of time trying to fix that. So the subject of security, both with personal things, personal accounts and business accounts came to mind. How do we go about trying to ensure our security, or what things can we do in the process?
Well, I think one of the easiest things that can be done is to understand the actual nature of what attacks are out there, how they're implemented, and how you can get around them, how you can keep a good eye out. I actually put up a post earlier on my blog about information security and some of the 4 top ways that information is attacked online. The way that information used to be, when it was written down and spoken in words, we could control the decimation of information and who was able to receive it and view it. Now that we're placing information online and able to access it through different devices, we're allowing people multiple opportunities to get in and intercept the communications. Now, the 4 main ways that this is happening online that's affecting most people is in pretexting, false flagging, Facebook-like jacking, and social media and email phishing. And you touched on the social media and email phishing, which is where companies or individuals will have their email accounts hacked, and people will be able to log in and send out forwarded emails to everyone in their contacts. It's phishing is a technique of fraudulently obtaining private information. The contact is usually made in the form of an email or a messaging service. I actually have collected a couple photos of some phishing emails. One of them that generally a lot of people receive is requests to enter into financial agreements with people from foreign countries. Those are the easier ones.
I've gotten those.
Now, some of the trickier ones are what's actually called pretexting. Pretexting is the act of creating a scenario to engage the victim in a manner that will increase the chance that the victim will divulge information or do something that they wouldn't normally do. One of my friends was recently online and was on Facebook, and another friend had their Facebook account hacked, and the hacker was actually able to communicate with my other friend via the Facebook chat. While my friend thought that they were speaking to a mutual friend, they were in fact speaking to the hacker directly, who was asking them for money to get home from an airport that they were stranded at. So, I mean, these hackers have access, once they gain access to your account, to do anything. So you have to be aware of Facebook status posts, of messages, of wall posts. Anything that might seem out of the normal usually is. A big one that I see is what's called Facebook likejacking, and I'm sure you've seen it, which is where some of your friends have liked a webpage of questionable content.
Yes.
Some of the main content that I see is, this man takes a picture of himself every day for 8 years, or the prom dress that got this girl suspended from school, and you have to like the link to be able to view the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's called likejacking. And what happens is when you click that link, you are automatically liking that page. You don't have control over it. That's what likejacking is. So it would then show up on your profile where your friends would see that status feed, and if they were interested in it, they would click on it, and they would get hacked.
And, of course, go ahead.
Well, what it comes down to is taking advantage of individual users' cognitive biases. It's putting information out there that you know they're going to want to click. They want to see Miley Cyrus in, her new bathing suit. People will click on those links for whatever reason, and they take advantage of what's called cognitive biases to make these users click on something that, you know, maybe normally we wouldn't think, you know, oh, Facebook, they're going to be hacking my account, because it's normally a secure service.
Well, and part of the problem, too, though, is that they trust me. If I go to your Facebook page, Lucas, and I see one of those there, I'll go, oh, well, Lucas is my friend, and he always puts up interesting stuff. So that's the other way they would catch you in that, correct?
Exactly. Now, one of the ways that we can kind of help prevent that is by individual responsibility. You're taking control of the information that you're putting out there on the Internet. Companies have various forms of information security, but the form that they use when controlling the dissemination of information is called omission security. It's managing the information flow. And so for users that have multiple social media sites, such as LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, sometimes if you break apart the type of information that you put on each social media site, it will help those that follow you to understand when you might have come across one of these hacking situations. For example, anything that's work-related, I try to put on my LinkedIn. Anything that's socially related that I want to let friends or family know, I'll try and put on Facebook. But I try to keep those streams of information clear of mixed messages. That way, in case you were to see me click on something that seems out of the normal, you know it probably wasn't me.
Aha. What about in order to protect ourselves? I mean, you've given us a couple of ways. Is changing a password really a helpful thing, or no? Or that's not really how they're getting in?
Well, it really comes down to using your own discretion. And if something seems out of the normal, then you should investigate it. For example, if you receive an email phishing link and you are concerned that an email might be invalid, try replying directly to the email with no message in the body of the email. And if it bounces, that's a pretty surefire way to know that you probably just avoided a phishing attempt.
Uh-huh.
When you're seeing these links on Facebook, what actually happens when they are doing this procedure, when you click on the link, whatever that malicious link is, they are putting the like button immediately underneath your mouse button and making it invisible, so that no matter where you click on the screen, whether you're clicking the X button to close the window or the start button to enter your menu, you are liking the page. Now, most users don't know this, but there's keyboard shortcuts to be able to perform many functions on your computer. Alt F4 will close whatever window you currently have open. Rather than clicking your mouse on the close button, click Alt F4 to automatically end that process without passing any information.
Well,
so that's one way.
Well, that's good. Lucas, we're going to have another conversation. I'm coming up against a hard break. The good news is it gives me an excuse to call you back and chat again.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. Have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Lucas Hickson, my computer expert with Compass North in Chicago. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.